Real estate investment can be a lucrative venture in Uganda, but it also comes with its fair share of legal complexities. To avoid legal issues and ensure compliance, it's important for investors and property owners to be familiar with the laws and regulations governing the industry. Here are some of the key laws that investors and property owners should be aware of. The Land Act. The Land Act is a law that has a significant impact on the real estate industry in Uganda. This law regulates various aspects of land ownership, management, and use, including the acquisition and transfer of land titles, leasehold transactions, and land disputes. The Land Act also sets out the procedures for registering land ownership and creating interests in land, such as mortgages, leases, and easements. Additionally, the law establishes the rights and obligations of landowners and occupiers, and provides for the management of public land. Compliance with the Land Act is essential for real estate investors and property owners to ensure their investments are secure, legal, and protected. The Landlord and Tenant Act. The Landlord and Tenant Act is a key law that governs the relationship between landlords and tenants in Uganda. The Act provides guidelines on rental agreements, including what information must be included in the agreement, how long the agreement can last, and how it can be renewed. It also sets out the procedures that landlords must follow if they wish to evict a tenant, including providing notice and obtaining a court order. The Act also outlines the rights and responsibilities of tenants, such as the right to peaceful enjoyment of the property, and the responsibility to pay rent on time and maintain the property. Understanding the provisions of the Landlord and Tenant Act is essential for both landlords and tenants in Uganda to ensure compliance and avoid legal issues. The Physical Planning Act. The Physical Planning Act is a law that regulates the planning and development of physical structures in Uganda. It is responsible for overseeing land use, zoning, and the issuance of building permits. This law is particularly important because it helps to ensure that real estate developments are built in a way that is safe, efficient, and sustainable. The Physical Planning Act requires developers to submit detailed plans and designs for any proposed development, and it also requires that developers comply with certain standards for construction and building materials. By enforcing these regulations, the Physical Planning Act helps to protect the interests of both real estate investors and the general public by ensuring that real estate developments are built in a responsible and environmentally friendly manner. The Mortgage Act. The Mortgage Act is a law that governs mortgage financing in Uganda. It establishes guidelines for both mortgage lenders and borrowers and provides a framework for mortgage-related transactions. This law requires mortgage lenders to be licensed and regulated by the Bank of Uganda, and it outlines the rights and responsibilities of both borrowers and lenders in a mortgage transaction. It also sets standards for the registration of mortgages and the enforcement of mortgage-related rights and remedies. By providing a legal framework for mortgage financing, the Mortgage Act helps to promote the availability of affordable housing and enables property owners to access financing for real estate projects. The Income Tax Act. The Income Tax Act is a law that real estate investors and property owners in Uganda should be familiar with. This law outlines the tax obligations that investors and property owners are subject to, such as capital gains tax and rental income tax. Capital gains tax is levied on any profit made from the sale of real estate, while rental income tax is charged on the rental income generated by real estate. Failure to comply with these tax obligations can result in legal issues and penalties, so it's important for investors and property owners to understand and comply with the provisions of the Income Tax Act. Working with qualified professionals, such as tax consultants and attorneys, can help investors and property owners to navigate the tax requirements and ensure compliance with the law. The Stamp Duty Act. The Stamp Duty Act is a law that governs the payment of stamp duty, a tax that is levied on certain real estate transactions in Uganda. The Act requires individuals and entities involved in these transactions to pay the prescribed stamp duty fees in a timely manner to avoid penalties and legal issues. Stamp duty is typically charged on property transfers, leases, and other types of real estate transactions. Failure to pay the correct amount of stamp duty can result in fines or even legal action, so it's important for real estate investors and property owners to ensure compliance with this law. Working with qualified professionals, such as real estate attorneys or agents, can help ensure that stamp duty is paid correctly and on time, minimizing the risk of legal issues and penalties. The Registration of Titles Act. The Registration of Titles Act is a piece of legislation that regulates the registration of land titles in Uganda. The Act establishes the processes for transferring and registering land ownership, ensuring that all land transactions are conducted in a transparent and legal manner. It requires that all land titles be registered in a government land registry, and outlines the procedures and requirements for doing so. This Act provides a legal framework for land ownership in Uganda, which is essential for both individual landowners and real estate investors. Compliance with the Registration of Titles Act is crucial for anyone looking to buy, sell, or develop real estate in Uganda. The Public Health Act. The Public Health Act is a law that outlines the guidelines for maintaining public health and hygiene in Uganda. This law contains provisions related to building and construction standards, which are critical for ensuring that real estate developments are safe and healthy for their occupants. The Act specifies regulations that property owners and developers must adhere to when constructing or renovating buildings, including provisions related to sanitation, ventilation, and lighting. Failure to comply with these regulations can result in legal penalties and health hazards for occupants. Therefore, it's important for real estate investors and developers to be aware of the guidelines set forth in the Public Health Act and to work with qualified professionals to ensure compliance with these regulations. The Mining Act. The Mining Act is a law that regulates the exploration, development, and extraction of minerals in Uganda. It covers a range of issues related to mining, including land use, compensation for affected communities, and the protection of the environment. Under this Act, investors must obtain the necessary licenses and permits before conducting any mining activities. They must also comply with environmental and safety regulations, as well as provide compensation to local communities affected by mining activities. The Mining Act also provides for the establishment of a mining cadastre office to manage mining licenses and to ensure compliance with the law. Overall, the Mining Act is a critical law that ensures responsible and sustainable mining practices in Uganda. The Local Government Act. The Local Government Act is a law governing real estate in Uganda. It outlines the powers and responsibilities of local governments in regulating land use and development. This law empowers local governments to plan, regulate, and control land use and development within their jurisdictions. Local governments have the power to enforce building codes and zoning regulations, and to issue permits for development activities. The Act also establishes the district land boards, which are responsible for the management and allocation of public land within their districts. Understanding the provisions of the Local Government Act is essential for real estate investors and property owners who want to develop or acquire land in Uganda, as it impacts the planning, development and use of land in the country. The Land Acquisition Act. The Land Acquisition Act is a law that governs the process of acquiring land in Uganda for public purposes. It provides guidelines for the government and private entities on how to acquire land fairly and equitably. The Act outlines the procedures for assessing the value of the land, compensation for the owners or occupiers, and the dispute resolution mechanisms. It also requires that the acquiring entity engage in consultations with the affected parties and provide adequate notice before taking possession of the land. This law is essential for ensuring that the rights of landowners and occupiers are protected, and that the process of land acquisition is conducted in a transparent and fair manner. The National Environment Act. The National Environment Act is a law that regulates environmental conservation and protection in Uganda. The Act is designed to ensure that land use and development do not harm the environment, and that any potential negative impacts on the environment are identified and mitigated. Under the Act, individuals and organizations are required to obtain environmental clearance before carrying out any activities that may have an impact on the environment. This includes activities related to real estate, such as land development, construction, and waste management. Compliance with the National Environment Act is essential for real estate investors and property owners to avoid legal issues and ensure that their activities are sustainable and environmentally responsible. The Public Procurement and Disposal of Public Assets Act. The Public Procurement and Disposal of Public Assets Act is a law that governs the procurement and disposal of public assets in Uganda. The law is intended to ensure that public procurement is carried out in a transparent and accountable manner, and that public assets are disposed of in a way that is fair, efficient, and cost-effective. The law covers a wide range of issues related to procurement and disposal, including the procurement process, contract management, and the disposal of government land and property. It also establishes a public procurement and disposal authority to oversee the implementation of the law and to promote good procurement practices in the public sector. Compliance with this law is essential for real estate investors and property owners who are involved in government procurement or the acquisition of government land or property. The Occupational Safety and Health. The Occupational Safety and Health Act is a piece of legislation that governs workplace safety and health in Uganda. It establishes guidelines and regulations that are aimed at promoting safe and healthy working conditions for employees in various sectors, including the real estate industry. The Act contains provisions that require employers to provide their workers with safe working environments, and to ensure that they are adequately trained in health and safety matters. For real estate investors and property owners, this means that they must comply with building and construction standards to ensure the safety of workers who are involved in their projects. Failure to comply with these regulations can result in penalties and legal liabilities, which can be costly for businesses. It is important for real estate investors and property owners to work with qualified professionals to ensure that they are complying with the Occupational Safety and Health Act and other relevant laws and regulations governing the industry. The Transfer of Property Act. The Transfer of Property Act is a real estate law in Uganda that governs the transfer of ownership of property. This law provides guidelines on how property can be transferred from one owner to another, including the process of drafting and executing contracts, the registration of the transfer, and the transfer of title deeds. The law sets out the requirements for a valid transfer of property ownership, including the need for a written agreement, the delivery of possession, and the registration of the transfer with the relevant authorities. It also outlines the legal remedies available to parties in the event of a breach of contract or other disputes related to property transfers. Overall, the Transfer of Property Act plays a crucial role in ensuring that property transactions are carried out legally and transparently, and that property owners have clear title to their assets. The Stamp Duty Act. The Stamp Duty Act is a piece of legislation that regulates the payment of stamp duty in Uganda. Stamp duty is a tax imposed on various real estate transactions, including property transfers and leases. The Act sets out the rates and procedures for the payment of stamp duty, as well as the penalties for noncompliance. Failure to pay the required stamp duty can result in legal disputes and financial penalties, making it essential for real estate investors and property owners to ensure compliance with the Act. Understanding the Stamp Duty Act is particularly important for those involved in real estate transactions, as it can impact the overall cost of the transaction and may affect the ability to obtain financing. The Housing Cooperative Societies Act. The Housing Cooperative Societies Act is a law that regulates housing cooperatives in Uganda. The law provides guidelines for the development and management of cooperative housing, and ensures that housing cooperatives operate in a transparent and accountable manner. It sets out the rules and regulations for the formation and operation of housing cooperatives, including the qualifications for membership, the rights and obligations of members, and the duties and responsibilities of the management committee. The Act also provides for the registration and supervision of housing cooperatives by the Registrar of Cooperative Societies. This law plays a crucial role in promoting affordable housing for Ugandans by encouraging the formation of housing cooperatives, which can pool resources and access financing to build and manage housing projects. The Valuers Act. The Valuers Act is a piece of legislation that plays a critical role in regulating the valuation profession in Uganda. This law sets out the guidelines that valuers must follow when determining the value of real estate, and it establishes a framework for ensuring that valuations are carried out in a fair, accurate, and transparent manner. The Act provides for the registration of valuers, and it also establishes a professional code of conduct that valuers must adhere to. By setting these standards, the Valuers Act helps to maintain the integrity of the valuation profession, which in turn helps to ensure that real estate transactions are conducted fairly and transparently. The Architects Registration Act. The Architects Registration Act is a piece of legislation that regulates the practice of architecture in Uganda. It sets out the standards for education and training required for architects to practice in the country and establishes the Architects Registration Board, ARB, as the regulatory body for the profession. The ARB is responsible for maintaining a register of architects who are qualified to practice in Uganda and for ensuring that they adhere to professional standards and ethical codes of conduct. The Act also provides for the investigation and disciplinary action against architects who breach these standards, including revocation of their registration. Overall, the Architects Registration Act plays an important role in ensuring that architects in Uganda maintain high standards of professionalism and competence, which is crucial for the safety and well-being of the public. Building Control Act. The Building Control Act is a piece of legislation in Uganda's real estate industry. The Act governs the construction industry, providing guidelines for building codes, permits, and inspections. It sets out the requirements for building plans, including design specifications, construction materials, and safety standards. This Act aims to ensure that all buildings are structurally sound and safe for use by the public. The Act is enforced by the Ministry of Works and Transport, which oversees the construction industry and ensures that all buildings meet the standards set out in the Building Control Act. Compliance with this Act is crucial for real estate developers and property owners, as non-compliance can result in penalties, fines, or even legal action. Navigating the legal framework surrounding real estate in Uganda can be challenging, but understanding these key laws and regulations is essential for investors and property owners to avoid legal issues and ensure compliance. Working with qualified professionals, such as attorneys and real estate agents, can also provide guidance and advice on complying with these laws and regulations.